38,000 meals are being provided in this first round. President Biden announced the mission Friday, days after a deadly stampede in Gaza and shooting by Israeli authorities that left more than 100 people dead.
The loss of life is heartbreaking. People are so desperate that innocent people got caught in a terrible war, unable to feed their families.
The United Nations says about one quarter of Gaza's 2 million people are facing starvation. And President Biden has called on Israel to do more to help.
We should be getting hundreds of trucks in, not just several.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Officials in the region have confirmed that a ship attacked by Yemen's Houthi rebels has been sunk in the Red Sea after days of taking on water. Associated Press correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
After days of taking on water, a ship attacked by Yemen's Houthi rebels has sunk in the Red Sea. It's the first vessel to be completely destroyed as part of their campaign over Israel's war against Hamas. The sinking of the Ruby Mar comes as shipments from Asia and the Middle East to Europe are affected by attacks on vessels using the crucial waterway. Already, many ships are turning away from the route, and the sinking could potentially see further detours and higher insurance rates put on vessels, potentially driving up inflation and affecting aid shipments. The Ruby Mar was struck by an anti-ship ballistic missile in February and abandoned by crew before sinking. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Gaza's health ministry reports Saturday an Israeli airstrike in the southern Gaza town of Rafah killed nearly a dozen people and wounded about 50. The wounded included men, children, and at least one paramedic were taken into the Kuwaiti hospital in Rafah. The bodies of the dead were laid in the yard inside the hospital compound. This is VOA News. At least two people were killed and eight others injured when a Russian drone crashed into an apartment complex in Ukraine's southern port city of Odessa Saturday. Officials in Odessa say one man was pulled out alive from the rubble of one of the apartment buildings. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a post on the social media platform Telegram that 18 apartments were destroyed in the building. The attack comes one day after Zelensky and Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte signed a security agreement that will provide Kyiv with $2.2 billion in military aid this year. At a joint news conference in the eastern city of Kherson, Rutte said the 10-year security agreement represents a long-term commitment to Ukraine by the Netherlands, not only in defense, but in reconstruction, truth, and justice.
We stand side by side with Ukraine. And in the here and now, we will continue providing direct military, financial, and humanitarian support. And we will keep looking at other ways we can help.
The two largest U.S. retail pharmacy chains, CVS, Walgreens, and Walgreens, will start selling the abortion pill Mifepristone at stores in several states this month, drawing praise from U.S. President Joe Biden, who's made access to abortion a key election issue. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
This comes as Republicans have issued restrictive abortion laws in nearly two dozen states since the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade in 2022, which ended recognition of a constitutional right to abortion. Walgreens expects to dispense the pills by next week in select locations in New York, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, California, and Illinois. While CVS will file prescriptions for the medication in Massachusetts and Rhode Island in the weeks ahead and expand to additional states on a rolling basis and where it's allowed by law.
That's Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reporting. The worst winter storm of the season is hitting the western United States and the states of California and Nevada, with high winds up to 160 kilometers per hour and perhaps as much as 4 meters of snow in the mountains. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill.
In terms of the snow totals and the winds, you know, it doesn't get much worse than that.
So he says.
Certainly life-threatening concerns there.
Some roads closed, like a long stretch of Interstate 80. Even ski resorts closed and power out.
Long-lasting widespread power outages potentially from the winds alone. And, you know, also concerns of roof collapse with that much snow.
On Friday, a tornado touching down in Madera County, damaging an elementary school. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find expanded coverage of these and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
VOA 1.
Isn't the best place to find the lovers, so the bar is where I go.